You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I am joined by David Sullett, who is a member of the Wyoming Public Lands Initiative here in Teton County, and we are here to kind of go over what they have been doing for the past year. David, thanks for joining me.
Great to be here.
Yeah, so what exactly is the Wyoming Public Lands Initiative? What is the purpose that it serves?
The Wyoming Public Lands Initiative is an initiative of the Wyoming County Commissioners Group. The Wyoming Wilderness Act was passed in 1984, setting aside certain pieces of land that still had wilderness characteristics. These were areas that it was deemed to require or demand further study before integrating them into a wilderness designation. And so a few years ago, the county commissioners decided to put together task forces in each of the counties where these lands existed. So the Teton County Commission put together the Teton County PLI.
Yeah, so there's 8 groups throughout the state of Wyoming, and one of them, of course, is the Teton County Public Lands Initiative. And it's made up of a diverse group of people. Who are some of those members?
The membership is really representing a number of interest groups that interact with the land. We've got someone representing the oil and energy industry. We have someone representing winter motorized. We have someone representing summer motorized recreation. We have someone representing backcountry horsemen. We have a couple of members from the conservation community. We have someone representing fire management, things like that. So it's a broadly based group. We have 20 members. So it's really designed to make sure that every interest group is represented in the evaluation of these particular pieces of land.
Yeah, and these are wilderness study areas. What are the requirements to be a wilderness study area?
Wilderness study areas were areas that in 1984 were identified as places that had wilderness characteristics, which means that they had a very minimal human footprint. There were no roads. There were no permanent building structures, things like that. So that if they were to be integrated into the wilderness, you know, wilderness management areas that we have all over the country, that they were in fact reflective of those. So it provided recreation areas, recreation opportunities without human impact, things like that. They're the wildest and most natural of the lands left in our public land system.
Yeah, a good example of that people here might know is the Winds, is a wilderness area.
Yes.
If you're just joining me, I am here with David Sullett, who is a member of the Teton County Wyoming Public Lands Initiative. And we are here discussing some of the issues that they talk about throughout the year. They have a meeting next Wednesday, November 8th at 2 at the Bridger Teton office on Cache. And each meeting is open to a portion of public comment. And there's a few wilderness study areas that the Teton County Public Lands Initiative is looking at, one of which is the Palisade Wilderness Study Area. Let's talk about some of the issues that relate to that land.
Well, the Palisades area obviously being land that is just south of, for example, Teton Pass, and that goes along the range there all the way down in towards Lincoln County, has a fairly dramatic geography. It does have wilderness characteristics in that it hasn't had human habitation, things like that. It is also an area that historically has been used. Parts of the Palisades area has been used by mountain bikers. It's been used by snow machiners, things like that. And that's really one of the areas that we talk about quite a bit on the committee, which is if this was to become a wilderness area, the snow machiners might lose some of their area, that type of thing. The mountain bikers might lose some of their areas where they like to ride, things like that. So that's really one of the areas of not conflict, but of discussion on the committee.
There's also the Shoal Creek Wilderness Study Area.
The Shoal Creek Wilderness Study Area is just south of the Grovant Wilderness, and it was an area that was considered when the Grovant Wilderness was established, but in the Wilderness Study Act of 1984, Dick Cheney was congressman, and one of his concerns was that it had not been fully explored by the oil industry and the energy industry. So they wanted to make sure that there was no interest from the mineral community before integrating it into a wilderness area.
So if there's any invested listener out there who might like to be more involved with the Teton County Public Lands Initiative, how might you suggest they go about doing this?
We have a website. Look under Google under the Wyoming Public Lands Initiative. They can get to our website. It has areas that we've been discussing and chronicles the areas and the characteristics of those areas. We also have meetings the second Wednesday of every month. They're about 4 hours long. We talk about various issues that are coming up. We get scientists to come in and talk about what wildlife is available on these areas and things like that. And we have a public comment period which is about a half an hour of every meeting, and different interest groups get up and give their public comment in terms of why they think this should become a wilderness area and why they think it shouldn't.
And where do you guys meet?
We used to meet in the county commissioner's office. More recently, we've been meeting at the Bridger-Teton National Forest in their committee room. And we find that that's a little bit larger, it's a little bit more, shall we say, user-friendly and that kind of thing. So we don't have the big U shape that the county commissioner's office has and things like that. So.
Well, David, thank you for coming into KHOL today and talking about the Teton County Public Lands Initiative and the work that you've been doing there.
Thanks for the opportunity.
The Teton County Public Lands Initiative has an upcoming meeting next Wednesday, November 8th at 2 p.m. at the Bridger-Teton National Forest office on Cache. You are tuned into your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL Jackson.